Hey guys, Chelsea here with the EJ, getting ready for another episode here. Just talking about the tough times that we're all going through and ways to just really dominate through the tough times so that it's smooth sailing once we get post-COVID and past all of the BS we are going through. So we'll get right into it. Please feel free to always reach out, comment, send topic suggestions you have or ideas. We love hearing from you guys. So thank you to everyone who has sent in ideas. Keep them coming and enjoy the episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for the lead-in music. That's the band led by Dr. B. How you doing, Dr. B?
I'm great.
Good. Okay. Chelsea, what's going on?
Not too much. Just listening to you pounding on the table over there like you're angry.
No. That's what I do. Well, welcome back to another episode of The EJ, which is the entrepreneurial juggernaut, leading you through a sea of madness in the entrepreneurial world. And today we're going to focus just on that, which is being an entrepreneur. How should we call this environment right now that we're in business? Any words come to mind?
A juggernaut.
Maybe.
No. I can't think of anything really catchy, but it's definitely tough to be going through the times right now.
I was going to say dog shit is what came to mind, but yeah. They're all different ways of saying the same thing, a juggernaut, dog shit, or tough times, based upon whose mouth it's coming out of. But here's the thing, it's just tough right now, right? And so let's break down the mask mandates a bit. Let's talk about closures. Let's talk about all the Karens walking in and freaking out in your practices or your businesses. Like, there's a little bit of everything, but I think one thing we'd agree is it's not the easiest time. But here's the good news. Dominant companies are built during these times. These are the ones, people that survive, people that build, people that can make money right now. It's going to be easy sailing once we come out of this. And once the country comes to its senses, or really the world comes to its senses. So let's talk a little bit. Let's start with closures, right? So, I mean, this, I feel like we're like, you know, Groundhog Day, because this is kind of the stuff we talked about in March. Then we're finally like moving past it. Here we are in late July, still talking about it. And here's the thing, like, it depends what business you're in. Like chiropractic, we've been fairly lucky. We've escaped a lot of the closures. We're an essential provider, if you will. And we're able to stay open and do pretty well. So I get that. But I also know we have people that are not chiropractors listening to this podcast. And, you know, if you're a restaurant owner right now, or a gym owner, or you cut hair, or you are any kind of like personal service massage therapist, things like that, man, it's tough as hell. So what do these people do right now to try to survive? Let's hear from you guys on your thoughts on that.
Well, I think some of them are just kind of going the black market route, if you will. I mean, they're getting a haircut. I've gotten a haircut at my house. I've had nail people come over for myself as well, not just my wife. I got a pedicure last week. It was kind of cool. Yeah. But they've done some black market behind the scenes thing, and I don't blame them, man. They're just getting creative. Like you hinted to earlier, Jason, maybe that's some new type of business that drives because of this, where they begin to do an at-home service for those type of services. I don't know, but yep. I think they're getting creative in that way. Restaurants, it seems like they're having to do outdoor stuff, which again makes no sense to me, whether you're sitting on a patio or sitting in the restaurant, of why it would close, but they've gotten fairly creative on that, allowing restaurants to do outdoor things. I don't know. God.
Yeah. My cousin's a barber actually in San Diego. And he, for a while he had a really sweet setup actually in his garage, like for a barbershop, especially. It's kind of cool. He made it look all like manly in a garage, but they went back. And then I heard that barbers are getting closed again in California or San Diego, or I don't know for sure where, but I guess the shop owner decided not to close. But that's the other thing, is it's like, you know, I've seen a couple gym owners. I sent you guys that thing on Instagram where this guy just is like taking a stance, and he's like, I'm not closing my business again. Like, if you don't want to come to risk being exposed, then don't come, but I'm not closing. And I think that's how it should be. Like, I think people, you know, there are people at risk, and let them stay home, but everyone else should be able to live a normal life.
You know, because I mean, everyone's doing the same thing. No matter who you are right now, you're starting to look at like, okay, why can I go wait in line at Walmart and that's fine, no big deal.
Home Depot, grocery store, right? Yeah.
Right. So I mean, it's one thing if you said, "Hey, we're not ready to put 80,000 people in the stadium." I don't agree with that, but let's just say that's your argument. That's mm-hmm. much different than saying you can go buy groceries or you can go shop in the mall, for God's sake, if it's an outdoor mall, but you can't get your hair cut. You can't, you know, go to a gym and sit 8 feet away from people on your treadmill. And there's just certain things that don't make sense. And I think what they don't realize is they're just wrecking people's like lifelong work and dreams and hopes and everything they've done by yeah. doing this. And they honestly don't give a shit. And it's very tough to watch, very frustrating, doesn't make sense. I think people did it the first time out of the name of like, I'll do my part. Then they let them open and then you get scolded like a bunch of little kids for, you know, people not wearing a mask, for instance, or people not social distancing as much as they want. And now they close down ones that they deem unnecessary. Why does one man or woman get to decide who's necessary? You know, that's kind of the bullshit thing, I think. So,
yeah,
you know, I think, like I said before, vote. That's the one thing you can do. Legislate, vote, be a voice, make your stance be known. Majority of people agree with you in the entrepreneurial world, and people want to come spend their money at your place. People want to come work out. People want to come eat out. So, but the other thing is, you know, we got to figure out what you can do. You got to get scrappy right now. I mean, you got to be careful of your licenses and ability to, you know, live your life after this is all said and done. But you also have to feed your family right now. And so I agree. I mean, you know, setting up in a parking lot and doing what you have to do. Gyms are in a parking lot. I realize not everyone can do this. So, you know, it sucks for those that can't. People that are cutting hair at houses and doing, you know, house calls and stuff. You got to do what you got to do.
Hey, so let's rewind back quickly there, because maybe we just pissed off some of our listeners. I guess I don't care. That's not the intent of our show, is to please everyone. It's just to talk about real subjects. But if you're a mask proponent, or you really think that that's what we should do,
yeah,
I'd like to challenge you, and you guys, we've talked about this a lot, to look back at the host. And we've discussed this with our doctors. We discuss this with our patients every day. So let's just hit that for a second. I know that's not necessarily as much business, but I think it makes a heck of a lot of sense just to think about when we talk about the host, which is you or I in this yep. situation, not the virus, not the mask, not the testing, but the actual host. And I think you guys kind of know where I'm going with this, but let's discuss that for a second.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think people, this is easy for us because this is the battle we've been talking about since we became a chiropractor, right?
So, right.
Today it's COVID-19, but before that it was every other sickness and disease that's come through. So, you know, we obviously have the exact same virus coming through, affecting every, you're not going to avoid it, by the way, either. No. You've either had it, you're going to get it, right? And chances are you're not even going to know you had it. That's what the stats show. That's science. Mm-hmm. So, but you're not going to avoid it. We're not going to get rid of it if everyone wears a mask and all this shit that people think. But, you know, so if you know you're going to get it, then doesn't it make sense to have your body as prepared as possible to fight through this? Because then you should be asking yourself, why does this whole group get this and not even know they had it? And this group gets it and they die. And thankfully, the people that get it and die are as a very, very, very small percentage. And we're finding more about that out daily. But so what do we do to avoid being in that sick or even hospitalized group of people, which is you do the things, you take care of yourself, you work out, you work on stress, you get adjusted, you take supplements, you eat right, you do the same shit that you should do anyway to avoid the flu, to avoid heart disease, to avoid, you know, a high blood pressure, name the sickness and disease. You do what you can right now to provide your host the best tools necessary. People need to get focused on that quick.
I saw an ad the other day, and I hope it's fake. I saw an ad. It was on Facebook. I really hope it's fake. I don't think it is. It was advertising, if you came down to such and such parking lot today, I'm not even going to say where it was or what it is, but you got a free coupon to McDonald's while you got your COVID test. And I'm like, is that the most ass backwards thing you've ever heard, that you're going to feed someone shit food from McDonald's just to entice them to come down to get a potential test?
Yeah.
Yeah. To weaken their immune system first. Or give them a coupon to weaken their immune system. One thing that's frustrating to me too is, like, all of those things that you just listed, Dr. Jason, about like keeping yourself healthy. You know, it's not just like the physical aspect, but also like the mental aspect, keeping yourself healthy too. And they're shutting everything down that keeps you healthy. I can't even go paddleboarding on a lake that's right next to my house. They won't open it. And then there was another one that I went paddleboarding on a couple weeks ago. They closed it. I'm like, how much more socially distant can I be than exercising on a 6-foot board by myself in the middle of a lake? And they just keep closing the lakes down. They close the gyms down or make you wear a mask so you're just inhaling your own exhale. Like it was so frustrating. I went to the gym one day and because they had masks and then they lifted it. And so then I was like, I'm going to go back to my team training classes. And then they reinstated it the day after. And I'm like, I can't work out in a mask. I mean, it's unhealthy.
I mean, you cannot work out with a mask on. It's ridiculous to even think any kind of person, weekend warrior all the way to top-notch athlete, should even attempt to work out with a mask on and just do nothing but breathe the CO2 the entire workout. It's ridiculous and dangerous, by the way. But so let's tap into the mask conversation. You kind of went there. Let's talk about it because I even saw this morning, 14% of people don't want to wear a mask and won't wear a mask. So, and I think that is a smaller category all the time. I would say, and this is not factual, I don't know, but I would say probably roughly 36% more don't really want to wear it, but they just don't want to be ridiculed in public. Like, you know, it's like,
right. And they need to do shit and they're forced to wear one too.
Yeah, because like, you need to go to the grocery store. You want to go buy a bottle of wine. You want to jump on an airplane, you know, rent a car. So, you know, you're like, whatever, give me a bandana and let's fucking go up to the front desk. I think 50% of people really think that masks are a game changer. And it's, if you watch the media, and like I said, I do because not because I buy into it. I want to see what everyone else is watching. And it is amazing, man. I mean, they're prominent people in the world of the average Joe. The head of the CDC is saying it. Then you have, you know, senators and congressmen and top researchers and things like that that are like, wear a mask, wear a mask. The Fauci, for instance, right? The same guy in March, there's like footage of him on an interview laughing, saying like, a mask isn't going to do anything. That's not going to stop anything. If it makes you feel better, that's kind of funny and cute. Look it up. I think it's a 60-minute interview.
Yep. Yeah, 60 minutes.
So, I mean, look it up and just watch what the same leading virologist in the world said 3 months ago. Science hasn't changed in 3 months.
Well, that's the argument, though. That's right. The argument you get from people. What we've learned now, new data has come out to say that a mask is – no, it's not. The particle size of a virus doesn't change in 3 months.
And they know that. Yeah. I mean, the leading guy, if that's really the smartest guy in the world, nothing has changed in 3 months for a mask is going to help stuff. And so I think that's what people are asking. It's the same reason gym owners want to be open. It doesn't make sense. And so people get pissed off that people are mandating, wrecking lives while, you know, and honestly, in some cases, making lives because some people are so busy, they can't even keep up with the business and for no reason. And it's one, you know, it's some, this governor's this way, this governor's that way, some fight this, some fight that. It becomes exhausting. And I think, Chelsea, like kind of you said earlier, it's like, if we know we're going to, like the White House came out and their thing was going to be learn to live with it. And I think it's great. I think no matter what Democrat, Republican, who you're voting for, I don't give a shit. But learn to live with it is how things need to move forward because that's the only way. It's here to stay. It's going to be here for a while. The flu is going to come back in the fall and the cold weather. And they're probably going to say you need to get the flu shot even to help with COVID. Like, I mean, there's going to be all this stuff that they buy into. But you need to learn to function. And if you are so immunocompromised, right, God bless you if you're fighting through cancer or going through chemo or just incredibly sick or you know, over the age of 80 and not doing well with a lung disease or something, we need to do our best to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
But you can't shut down the free world to protect that one group of 10%. It's not in the best interest of anybody, including those people, to have an economy that tanks. We gotta wake up, man. It's fucking nuts.
My 9-year-old last night had some frustrations with this, and you guys have kids and they've gone through different things, I'm sure, during this time too. But he was emotional last night. He's like, Dad, my friends just told me there's been a million people that have died from COVID. And he's like, I was telling him that's not true. And I'm like, but you're right. It's not even close to that. And then he just said, Dad, why can't they just fix it and make it go away? I'm like, well, but it's a virus. And I was trying to explain, again, to a nine-year-old sitting on our swing set last night, I'm trying to have this conversation of what is a virus, and you can't just cure that. We've lived with them for the entire, your entire life, my entire life, your grandfather's entire life. There's been viruses since humankind.
Yep.
And you can't just make them go away. We learn how to adapt, or what you said, live with it. Mm-hmm. And a mask, it's just, God, wake up, like you said.
Well, it builds your immune system. Like, I mean,
right.
Health is a
not a mask, ability. Not a mask. I'm sorry, I ended with that conversation. A mask, you're like, it builds your immune system. No, it doesn't. A mask doesn't. Getting exposed to it.
Yes.
Exposed
to it, right. Yeah. So adaptability is health. Your ability to survive in the environment that you're placed in is the definition of what health is. It's how your body fights through things. And like every day you're just inundated with bacteria and viruses, and that's fantastic. That's the way your body builds this incredible immune system to fight this shit off. But so what do we do back to business? Because that was a little bit of a
holy crap.
But so, you know, since we're on the business podcast here, what do we do with these people? Because we have to in our locations. There's some people that genuinely are scared, and they come in and they're doing the right thing. And so, you know, I think that you have to start to walk this fine line of, here's my philosophy, but here's also my philosophy is to grow my business and make people feel comfortable. And so how do you guys handle, if you're not a mask wearer, how do you handle living in a mask society?
I was in one of our offices last week, and we had a lady that had that concern. She said, I loved you. I loved your staff. It was just an incredible place, but I was a bit concerned. You guys, no one had a mask on. So we just told her, hey, we'd be as accommodating as we could. I would put her towards the end of our shift, even the last patient of the morning. I would wear a mask for her if she chose. I said, but we're not going to implement that, you know, office wide and have everyone wearing those. You can wear one. We sanitize. We told her all the things we do. And she still decided that just wasn't for her. So I feel like I tried to make an exception. I tried to do something accommodating. I'm not going to change my whole entire business for this one lady. She didn't like it, so she took her business elsewhere. I felt fine with that. And I don't know if that was a win for me business-wise, but it also wasn't me just bending over backwards.
And I think company-wide, we've probably gotten two or three of those complaints a day.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, there's a high volume of people going through some of the businesses, and it's very tough. So when some of these people want themselves in a room with no one coming near them, and you know, it becomes very tough to adhere to that.
On the flip side, though, there's just way more patients that it's refreshing when they come in that it's not that place.
They love it.
Yeah, that's right. What I was just going to say is like, a lot of the patients coming through, or people just coming through businesses, are excited when they don't have to wear the mask. They just have it, or maybe they're already wearing it because they think they have to be able to come in. And so I was down in one of the offices a couple weeks ago with you, Dr. Brandon, and I remember people coming in and just like looking around and just like being so happy taking off their mask and like, I don't have to wear this. And you're like, no, not if you don't want to. I mean,
yeah. Well, the beauty is you can wear it if you want to. Like I'm pro whatever people feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
So if you want to go into a business and you want to have a mask on, I don't care in 2 years from now, if you want to have a mask on, that's great. But how dare you like start harassing? You see these videos of people just getting harassed and ridiculed. And in some cases, physically assaulted for not having a mask on while they go and shop, you know, for groceries or something. And that's where it starts to get just ridiculous. You have these people that buy it, right? They've adapted the name Karen. And so, you know, it's kind of these people that have this evil mindset of it's their job to make sure that you are educated. No. And the ironic humor is they're not educated. They don't know. They haven't looked into it because they won't even listen to the other side of things. Now we're talking about schools. The other day, again, on the Today Show, they were talking about some of the leading pediatricians in the country, you know, and they were doing a story on how we shouldn't go back to school for whatever reason. That's kind of the stance that some of the mainstream media has taken. And they asked every one of these pediatricians, would you send your kids back to the school in the fall? And they said, oh, without hesitation. I absolutely would. I absolutely will. I think everyone needs to. It's without a doubt the only move to do. And they would ask another one, same thing, another one, same thing. And they were shocked by these people. And like, that was the research they wanted. Those were the experts they brought in. And then they didn't even skip a beat. They went away from those interviews and went right back to what they were, which is like, we can't go back to school. We can't do it. We can't get in there. It makes no sense. Like every fucking thing they're doing right now, it doesn't make sense. And people are sick and tired of just watching this shit show take place and not having any science backed up on it. and yet it's affecting their lives. I think people are ready to get back to some normalcy, even with the risks of going through this COVID mess.
I saw a graphic on Instagram the other day that was like, it was Australian stats, but it was 2019 flu numbers versus 2020 COVID numbers.
Yep.
And I don't remember the numbers, so I'm not going to even try to say what they were, but the flu numbers, as we know, were way higher than the COVID numbers. And at the bottom, it said, would we even know there was a pandemic if the media wasn't telling us?
Right.
And it's like, it's totally true because, I mean, I literally don't watch the news because I'm just so sick of listening to it. But that's, yeah. So in my world, it's kind of like,
I know one person in my little inner circle of my life that has been tested positive. That doesn't necessarily mean they, had it, according to all the now fraud and mess up cases coming out. The positives aren't, we're not even sure about those, but they said, yes, she was tested positive. And so I talked to her mom and I said, you know, what did you notice with her? And she's like, well, she did have a little bit of a achiness and kind of a scratchy throat and a runny nose. And I'm like, good Lord. Like that's what people are so damn scared of.
Well, I think, I mean, cause everyone has to tiptoe around this, and including myself, where you're like, hey, those people that have passed away, like, of course we feel bad for them. Of course that's sad. Of course the families and stuff. I feel bad for that. It's like, people didn't know how many people die anyway of like the flu every year. Like, I mean, like 35 to 60,000 die of the flu every year.
Yeah.
Kids die of the flu sometimes.
And those numbers are actual flu deaths. Those aren't like death from something else. And then we test them for COVID to make sure.
They got hit by a bus and they had COVID. So let's write off the COVID. But I mean, so it's like, and it's sad then too. But I mean, the thing is, people weren't aware of like how many people, like if you study the death rates, like death rates aren't even up. Like it's just this many people die. And I mean, like, you know, now there's all these murders going on and there's chaos and it's people just look at it with like, what is happening right now? And so that's what we're talking about. Anyway, back to the theme of the show was like, how do you grow a business in this? Like, how do you do that? And I think never before has an entrepreneur had to be more scrappy and savvy, because you're not only dealing with competition or new people coming in town or, you know, fighting for the share of the general public's dollar, you're fighting some cases your own government to open your doors, people that are scared to death to come in, people that won't come in unless you go against your philosophy and things like that. So, I mean, I think right now is the time for the entrepreneur to shine. We say with pride that our business is kicking ass, right? Our locations are kicking ass. We're opening more locations on a regular basis. So it's like, it's there. I know a lot of people that are doing that. I know a lot of home remodels. I know a lot of pool companies. I know a lot of restaurateurs that are actually making it right now. And in that world, you're not trying to set records, but you're trying to maintain right now, pay your bills, and set yourself up to absolutely launch when they open everything up. But so I think you ask yourself this question, what do I do right now to survive? And if possible, what do I do to absolutely thrive in this situation? And you know, take an advantage over all of my competitors in my field. And I think that varies, you know, field to field for sure, if you can open or not. But, you know, what are the questions should people be asking themselves right now just to live?
I think overall, just any business or any whatever you're trying to do, being creative, being flexible with whatever you do, apply it to your business. And then also just not standing down to your customers or your clients, but giving them, you know, explaining to them your reasoning and why you're doing what you're doing. Because sometimes people just are only watching the news, and so that's all they know. So when you can educate them a little bit more on the reasoning behind what you're doing or the reasoning behind doing this versus that, I think it helps people a lot to understand, you know, what's going on.
I don't know if this applies directly to like real small business owners or one shop places, but for us, and we're on a bigger scale with lots of clinics and being a franchise. But we're studying talent right now. We've talked about it a bunch. We're studying who's out there. There's lots of people ready. So I'm grabbing those people up, trying to do as many interviews as possible to bring those people on right now. Cause as this does get back to whatever we think normal is, like you said, Jay, that I want to have that team in place and ready to go and then shine as we keep improving out of this.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that if you look for the bright side right now, which are, you know, optimistic people do incredible things. So, you know, you just got to sit down and be like, what if anything? And I'm talking, even if you're in a business that was just hosed. So you own a bar, right? So you've been screwed left and right. you sit down and say, what, if anything, if I had to list five things that are good news from this, what would that be? And it'd be things like, there's a lot of great cocktail waitresses probably looking for work right now. And there's time to do a cleanup and a rebuild that we haven't had a time to do in a long time. And there's times to rethink stuff and re-educate and all this stuff. And that's a very tough one to find good stuff on. But then you start.
They lessen liquor laws where you can sell liquor to go now. I don't know,
well, maybe you bring
like
food
that
into your bar so you can open as a restaurant. Yeah. Now. So there's things you can do. But like in the chiropractic world, which is where a lot of our listeners are in, there's so much good right now because, one, you've solidified yourself as what they would say is essential. So you're open. Your job is just navigating the craziness that's out there with what people are. It's your job, like Chelsea said, take a stand, show people the whys behind what you're doing, and you'll find that people flock to it. A lot of people are just listening to one voice that they hear on the news, which is the voice that they want you to hear. You know, in California, it's Newsom, right? He comes on and everyone says, oh, Newsom says we have to do this. Well, a little bit, but you also can have, you can think for yourself. And there's also ways that you can still operate and thrive. And you got to figure out what that is. And then vote his ass out if you don't agree with his policies. And that's going to, don't forget this. And whether it's Polis in Colorado or Newsom here or Whitmer in Michigan, like we all have those people we need to hold accountable when this comes down to it. And, you know, don't forget that when times get back.
For our chiropractic crew on here as well, just realize this is the best time, I think, to release our message. We've been talking about this for years, the host and immunity and taking care of yourself and proactive versus reactive. Man, it's not a better, there's no better time. People need the message right now. They're open to it. Even what can I do for my body to keep it healthy and avoid COVID, even if it's that, what can I do to maintain that? It's a good time for that message to be released.
Yeah. Have people ever been more like fed up with it? Like, what is going on? Like, things don't make sense. Then you hear this, you know, forever it was the World Health Organization, which was the foremost expert. And then you find out, oh my God, they're lying. And then it's the CDC and you find out this is the leading factual scientific research organization in the world. And we find out they're botching tests and not listing negatives that happen in Florida. Like, how does this even happen? Like in the chiropractic world, when this all came down, we were getting in trouble for saying like, hey, get adjusted. It'll boost your immune system. They're like, oh, you can't say boost your immune system. It may not be scientifically proven in a double blind randomized study. So we're like, all right, fuck, we won't say boost, you know, we'll say enhances. And like, okay, good. But then we see like the CDC isn't even counting negative tests, or a watermelon tested positive for COVID, or people that never got tested positive for COVID. And then we're saying, for the love of God, are you kidding me? Like, these are the people that I'm supposed to look up to as my leader in this health journey. It's garbage. So people start to run your show and start to realize you can build during this time. People are building. People are getting busier. If you're not, you're just looking for reasons not to. So you've got to find a way to do that. If you're in a business that got screwed, I know it's much tougher, but there's silver lining somewhere. Find a way to figure out what you can do right now to make it beneficial, you know, because the government, I mean, the handouts are going to stop and we've got to find a way to launch out. And the entrepreneurial spirit will carry this country back to on top. It always does. It's where we employ people. It'll get us back. We saw it already when they pseudo opened stuff. The economy started to skyrocket. Shit got back to normal. And then almost because of that, they come in and say, whoa, 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 let's stop this. You know, because people want to do it. Bars are packed because people don't buy this. If we've said this before, if we knew COVID, if you got it, unfortunately, it was going to start melting off your skin. Well, shit, people be in their house with their doors locked and they wouldn't even order Postmates. People don't buy that because they know if you get COVID, you may or may not have the sniffles, right, is what the stats are saying. So people are like, fuck, I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to go to a bar. I'm going to go to a restaurant. I'm going to shop. It's the same without a mask. People don't buy it. That's why they're doing it. If any of you bought it, even with your mask, your ass would not be in Walmart because you would be scared to death of it. And you know, in your heart of hearts, your bandana doesn't prevent you from the biggest pandemic in global history. It's bullshit. So check your own opinion before you start ridiculing others.
Get the fire extinguisher. That mic's on fire over woo, there. Woo, woo.
All right. All right. So tough to stay completely entrepreneurial here. You know, it's a philosophy thing. And I hate seeing you guys in many industries struggle. I have some good people that are in the hair industry that are struggling. And I just, you know, I see these people going through this and it hurts. It sucks. But so we do our part. But anyway, you can get through it, navigate. Closing thoughts on this topic.
I think stay with true to yourself on what you believe. It's what I've told my doctors when they said mask, no mask. I'm like, just serve people like you have. Stay true to your philosophy. I get there's mandates and all this kind of stuff, but I think this is when the public's finally going to stand up and say enough's enough. Let's stay true to what we believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I think like I said earlier, just being creative in ways that you can if you are shut down, or like some of the people I've seen, you know, stand up and tell your customer base or your patient base what you believe and how you feel, because you're going to find out that so many more people than you think are actually with you.
Yep.
And they'll buy in. They'll really like you at a different level because they really trust you at that level. And you may lose a few, and that's mm-hmm. how it is. You know, it's just like you're going to get a couple of haters by putting an opinion out there. God knows we'll get it from this podcast, but it's just like it is what it is. It's what we believe, and I respect when people believe differently than me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that's important to have that tolerance attitude. Just know there's different viewpoints. But you know, I agree with both you guys. I think stay true to your philosophy. I think. Get creative and, you know, and figure out ways to succeed. And the other thing is just in general, just think for yourself, research, look at things. Not everything that someone says is exactly what it is, including this podcast. So like look into stuff, have your own opinion, develop what you think is best, trust your heart, trust your brain, then go with it. And your people will follow you and you'll find a way to thrive. So, you know, we thought we were done with COVID. We're not, we're still talking about it. It's still here. And, you know, quite honestly, we'll still do so as long as it's affecting the world of business. But get out there and make shit happen, because there's dollars to be had more so than ever. They're just pent up and ready to spend. So find a way to get that into your business. But as usual, thanks for joining us. And we will talk to you soon. Peace out.